Welcome to For the Love of Books, a podcast by North Lancashire Libraries.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the North Lancashire Libraries podcast For the Love of Books. My name is Chris Wilson, the eServices Librarian, and for today I thought we would celebrate Book Bug Week. And to do that, we have caught up with some of our magnificent Book Bug leaders and chatted with them a little bit about Book Bug, about what it is, why it's so special, and what kind of special memories we have got of doing Book Bug in our libraries. And to round off the podcast after that, we also have a few of the little favourite rhymes and songs from Book Bug as well. So let's listen in to Jean, Susan, Fraser and Lindsay from Wishaw Library, who are all take part in Book Bug in some manner, and you might also recognise some of them from our Book Bug online sessions as well. So listen in and find out what they love about Book Bug. Hello guys, thank you for joining me in our Book Bug Week podcast, and I believe you have all got a special hello for me, since it has got a theme of hello and welcome. So we've got Susan, Jean, Fraser and Lindsay, who are all based in Wishaw Library and are all massive Book Bug fans, involved in Book Bug in some way or another. So hello guys, do you want to give me your special hellos?
Hello, bonjour, namaste,
konnichiwa.
Hola.
Fantastic. Fantastic. We had to introduce you guys. Now, I want to kind of start off with kind of getting an overall view of what Book Bug is, just in case like people have been living under a rock and haven't seen what Book Bug is in our libraries and stuff like that. So, Lindsay, do you want to kind of tell us a little bit about why libraries love Book Bug so much and why it's so important and what's involved with Book Bug?
Yeah, definitely. So it gets young people through the door, families through the door from a very early age. You're never too young to be part of Book Bug. We do lots of singing, we read stories, and it helps develop language. It forms bonds between family members, so mums and dads and their babies and children, and it takes them right up until they go to school. Okay. And the research has shown that engaging children at this such a young age is fantastic for developing literacy skills and for
there's massive social
for life.
Social aspects to it and things like that, as well. You can interact with other kids and stuff of their age, and it's loads and loads of benefits. And there's more to it than just the actual Book Bug sessions as well, isn't there? There's much other kind of parts that
well,
kids can get involved
in. I always
explain
at the start of every session just where Book Bug sessions fit in. We do the Book Bug Library Challenge, where they can get a collector's card. Once they've got a library card, they borrow books, come back after 6 books, and we present them at a Book Bug session with a certificate. And there's loads of certificates to collect, so they can do that all through. Every year, Book Bug comes up with some new certificates, so even if they've achieved that, they can move on. Just a wee drop for Wishaw. Wishaw produced 93 certificates in the last quarter.
Well done, guys.
So they're encouraged to do that every week, and it's all good fun. But the other aspect of it's a gifting pack that comes through other agencies. The Health Visitor produces one at 8 weeks and 18 months. The Nursery at age 3 and Primary 1, they all get a gifting pack. But can I lead on to Lindsay for that?
Actually, I'm going out to a school, because it is Book Bug Week and it's such an important week. I'm actually going out to a school later on this week to run a Book Bug session and to hand out the gifting packs to the primary ones at the primary school. So it's about giving children the opportunity to fall in love with books, basically. And there's lots in the packs. So there's not just books, there's also activities that they can do as well that all develop that learning and those skills that they'll need for life.
But one of the great things I think about the packs as well is the fact that there are free books involved in it. And as much as everyone understands the importance of reading, some kids don't get access to books that readily at home. So the packs is a fantastic way of getting free books to everyone in Scotland, basically, and that kind of start that love of reading, like you say. So it's a fantastic kind of
and they're all age appropriate, aren't they, as well? So they're all targeted to the right age group, so that you know that you've always got a book at least that the children can be reading.
Now, Lindsay, we'll move on a little bit, and what I thought I would kind of mention, ask you about was, you, I think, am I right in thinking you're the newest member of staff of the four of you? Is that right?
That's right, yeah. So
what was it that made you want to kind of get involved with BookBug when you started in the library?
I have three children. All three of them have come through BookBug. They've all grown up on BookBug as well. And it was an absolutely brilliant opportunity, as I say, for bonding with children, with my children. It was that quality of time that you get. So you've got half an hour, 100% focused on your child while singing songs. You're having fun. The children absolutely love it. And I've seen the benefits of it for all three of my children. And I wanted to do that. I wanted to be a part of that and to bring that for other people, other families.
Yeah, and you've also recently got involved with the BookBug online sessions as well, haven't you?
I have indeed.
How did you find that, doing that in front of the camera for as well? It's a bit of a different experience.
Yeah, singing was the problem. So I don't mind being in front of the camera. I've done that's my background. It's not a problem, but it's the singing bit on camera was terrible, particularly the editing of it, because I then had to listen to myself singing on camera, which I still can't do. I can hear myself talking only just, but the singing bit was hard. But I thought that was brilliant as well. And it is something I wanted to be involved in, because then again, it's expanding the audience, isn't it? There's more people that can watch it. If you can't make it into the library, you can watch it online.
Yeah, but as I told you, I think your singing was just fine. It's much better than what mine is whenever I've had to do them. So don't worry about that. It was perfectly fine. Now, Jean, I wanted to come on to you and congratulate you on being shortlisted for the BookBug Hero Award, which Scottish Book Trust has an award for BookBug leaders across the country for kind of going above and beyond and kind of being loved by their audience and things like that sort of stuff. And Jean, you were nominated this year, so congratulations for that. That must have been quite a big honour for you to get that, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Just a big honour. I had been on holiday for quite some time and came back, and this was sitting on my desk, and I thought, what's this all about? And discovered that I had been nominated both by people who come along to BookBug, my colleagues, and my line manager, that put things together. And some of the stories that had come back were really, really humbling. It's just fantastic. I've been involved with BookBug since 2009 and BookStart before that. Yeah. So I've seen a lot of families come through. I'm starting to see second generation, which is also lovely. It's really, really nice. It's the highlight of my week. I really love that aspect of my job, delivering BookBug sessions. But I really couldn't do it, Chris, without the support of the other staff. I mean, when we came back post-COVID and we were running BookBug sessions every day at that point, every single member of staff said, no problem, we'll do other duties to allow other staff to go and do BookBug sessions. And they were so important to get families socialising again. It's just been a roller coaster of an experience, and I was so pleased and honoured and so surprised to get this award.
Well, you may have been surprised, but I don't think anyone else in the room feels surprised, because like you say, you've been involved with doing BookBug and even before that, whenever we used to do BookStart and things like that, such a long time, and you're also involved with the BookBug online sessions as well. So I mean, you're involved in every aspect of it and kind of promoting every section of it. So I think it's a very well deserved nomination to be shortlisted.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. But you know, BookBug, as I say to mums, BookBug just works. You know, you follow it all through, and it just aids your child's development, and it gives them the very best start they can possibly have.
Yeah, it's a fantastic program for sure. And Susan, you've been involved in lots of it as well, and involved in some kind of very special sessions for us. And I'm thinking of like whenever we launched the FitStop mobile library stop at Ravenscraig, things like that, and other kind of big sessions that we kind of special ones that we do. you've been involved in a lot of them, haven't you? So have you got any kind of special memories from being involved in them, or even actually just a kind of regular session as well?
Yeah. But I mean, it's amazing that these things happen, and you can take BookBug out of the libraries as well sometimes, and let people who are maybe not frequent the library come and see what we do at BookBug. And like we were saying with the packs and stuff like that, if a kid's handed a pack at birth, then the logo is there, and then the mums will go by and see that, oh, the library does that and stuff like that as well. So it's kind of encourages them hopefully that way as well. But the outdoor ones are always fun because you never know what you're going to get. It can be fantastic and it can be quite harrowing, but but most of the time they're really good fun, and it's always something different, a different dynamic to the BookBug. I think I was just thinking of some in my favourite memories, and I think one that kind of sticks with me is I had a wee girl and she was like super shy. Like we came in holding her granny's hand, wouldn't really want to get involved at all, and she came faithfully every week for, you know, the 2 or 3 years that she came. And by the end of it, she would come up and she'd sit next to me with her BookBug and she could lead that session. And I used to laugh and joke, but I could leave her and just say, right, on you go, you can take a session. And she knew every single song. She did all the actions with BookBug and everything else. And that was lovely to see. And I think a big one for me, it's less of a memory and more just like a feeling. And I think Jean touched on that this morning, was it's the friendships and the bonding that we spoke before about how we all know BookBug's amazing for the kids, but it's sometimes the mums and the dads and the grannies need a wee bit of support as well. And that's where BookBug, I think, it just gives everything to everyone who needs it. And I've watched so many friendships come out of BookBug that after BookBug go for a wee coffee or get the reassurance they need off the other mums and the grannies and stuff like that. It's amazing. So I mean, I just you sit back sometimes, you just think, yeah, we're doing all right here, we're doing all right, you know, given that some of us can't sing and we're winging it every week, you know.
What kind of on the flip side of what you were just saying there, and kind of touching back to what Jean was saying about kind of seeing second generations and stuff like that, like one of the things from a staff point of view, from the BookBug leader point of view, it's nice to kind of like see that child and mum kind of progress and stuff like that, and that their bond kind of growing and that child growing and progressing a bit as well. And you do, I do think sometimes the BookBug kids that come into the libraries end up having a little bit of a special relationship with the library staff members, because you do kind of get to know them and get to kind of have a bit of a bond with them yourself as well, don't you?
There's nothing like that, I don't think, and it's amazing to see. Like sometimes you'll have a kid who comes to BookBug, and I'm sure we've all experienced that, and they just aren't enjoying it and they're screaming the place down, and then you just watch them gradually come round to it. Every day they sit a wee bit longer, or every time they're there, and then by the end of it they don't want to leave, and it's really amazing. And I've still got, like I'm sure you have as well, like 5 and 6 year old coming back and going, oh, can we not still come to BookBug? Like, sorry, you need to go to school now, you know. But they just love it, and it does stick with them, and it does make it special for us as the leaders, and obviously the parents and the library as well. It's amazing.
Yeah. Now you were mentioning there about some of the kind of special sessions we have outside and stuff like that, and sometimes BookBug themselves come along and visit. And Fraser, you're quite often the escort for that, aren't you?
Yes, I'm the escort for most of the times. Especially if it's ever, BookBug's ever visited the Wish area, it's usually me that will escort him. But I've also took it on the road. I was with him at the previous event that talked to Susan about at Ravenscreek for promotions there. And a favourite one was the New Means celebrated, was it his 40th?
60th.
Oh, there you go. My generation. And we had the special BookBug for that, which was really nice because nobody knew that BookBug would be attending in person. And to see all the kids turn round and see him, he'd snuck in. And it's just the genuine surprise, like an innocent surprise, when you see excitement in that on other faces when they turn round and see that the BookBug himself, herself, I'm not sure of the pronoun, the BookBug has came along and is here. So that's a really special memory. But I've took them to about 5 or 6 different libraries since I started. It's always great fun to do that and just to see the surprise in kids' faces.
Yeah, I think it does add a little bit of something special whenever the kids do get to meet BookBug in person. That it's all fine and well getting to play with one of the little dolls a little bit, but whenever you see the kind of size person coming along, then it's something, it's a bit of a magical moment, isn't it? And the kids just
definitely love it. It enthralls them. You see it with all the kids. Some of them, incredible excitement, will want to come up. Some want high fives, some just want constant hugs, and some admittedly are a bit intimidated. They'll cling on to mum or dad or grand's hand and stare. But by the same token, they're enthralled in that moment. They're not brave enough to come up, but they're completely entranced. They don't want to look away. They're completely, who is this? And it's that kind of thing. It helps build confidence, I find, because once they come to meet, because it is literally larger than life at that point.
Larger
than life characters you get to meet.
And there's nothing quite like a high five from BookBug, let's face it.
It's
a special moment in any kid's life, really, getting a high five from BookBug. Fraser, you've been involved in BookBug sessions as well, haven't you? So what have you enjoyed about being a part of BookBug?
On a personal level, it's given me a lot more confidence. Before I started in libraries, I didn't know what BookBugs were before I started in libraries and saw it in action. The idea of singing to several strangers and their children would have been alien. But now it's once you get into it, it's great fun. I like taking it to different places. I'm currently doing BookBugs, not to blow my own trumpet, but I'm doing BookBugs in Wishaw, Clareland, View Park and Motherwell at the moment.
Wow.
So you take it from place to place. The View Park one I'm proud of because I learned my trade from my colleagues in Wishaw and I've been able to take it to View Park where we didn't have a service and establish a new one. And it's grown from, it literally grew from humble beginnings. The first session we had 3 people. And now we've got a regular group of people who look forward to coming along. The kids look forward to coming along. They come in and just run straight to the junior section of the library because they know where they're going. And it's some sense of pride having managed to grow that from beginnings. Also, I noticed at the start, it's a little bit of a stereotype, but there aren't that many male coordinators doing it. And I've noticed an increase every now and then in the number of dads who are a bit more confident and comfortable sitting down and taking part. Dads, granddads, like male participants, because they're all too cool to sing when we're young men in their 20s, but it gets it comes a bit easier when you see there's a man leading the session, so I think that helps a little bit.
I definitely do think that helps. Well, whenever I used to do sessions as well in person, it was something that I always noticed that I think a lot of people sometimes assume it's a kind of a baby and mum thing, but it's not. It's a baby and any parent or any guardian kind of thing, and anyone who's got the responsibility of looking after a kid can come along to the library and experience BookBug with them. And it doesn't need to be just the mum, it can be the dad or the granddad or the grandmother, you know, and it's a great experience for any of the kind of relatives to kind of experience with the kid and help and experience that kind of bonding moment, and it gives them kind of like a few kind of skills to kind of take home and do things with them as well, like kind of all the actions and rhymes and stuff like that, and the interactions that you do with the kids while you're doing some of the rhymes. So it's a fantastic thing to get involved in any way, and it doesn't matter whether you're the mum or dad or whoever, it's a fantastic thing to get involved in.
Yeah, now, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah, well, it certainly does. And now, I can't let you four get away with not telling me your favourite BookBug songs and rhymes and stuff like that, which, because let's face it, every BookBug leader's got a favourite one they like to do. So I thought I would round off our kind of little chat by finding out which ones was your favourite ones. So
just don't make us sing them, Chris, please.
I might include some of the ones that I've done with BookBug Online. You might feature in it with a later on with a wee clip in there. So you don't need to sing it live just now, but I might get you on there in the podcast with a wee clip from your online one. Susan, what about you? Do you have a favourite one that you like?
My old favourite, my go-to is Cross Cross Line Line. That's always what I love to do.
I think you just stole Jean's one.
It's everybody's favourite, that.
That one stands the test of time. My 10-year-old grandson still likes that when he's going to sleep. No, I would say mine is Little Green Frog Song. It's one of those worms in your brain.
I personally, I like that one, and like you say, it sticks in your head a little bit, and you end up just if you're not the person doing the BookBug leader in the session, if you hear it in the background, it's just stuck in there all day, and you find yourself like 3 hours later humming it and things like that in your head. But Fraser, what about yourself?
All the Little Ducks. when you go upside down, it doesn't matter if you're 2 weeks old or age 3 or 4, everybody loves getting lifted upside down. Always gets it brings the entire session back. It's a great one-to-one song, and yeah, the kid, doesn't matter what age you are, the kids all love it, so it gets everybody laughing and giggling in the pain. It's a one-to-one reaction, so definitely my go-to favorite every session, include that one.
That's definitely a good one. Yeah. And Lindsay, what about yourself?
Mine's, I think, is an old classic, Row, Row, Row Your Boat. There's a million different verses of it. It's one that I used to sing when I was a kid, and there just seems to be new verses all the time. And I like, my favourite verse is the one where you spot your mum across a puddle and you give her a cuddle. That's my favourite verse.
I hadn't heard that one until you did that on the book.
On the online,
And that was the first time I'd ever heard that one, and I really, really liked it. So I think any time in future I might try and copy that verse That was a nice one to include. So that's fantastic. Thank you very much, guys, for coming and talking to me all about BookBug. And I hope, by the time this goes out, it will be kind of near the end of BookBug week, but I hope you've had a fantastic BookBug week, and there's lots and lots of fantastic BookBug activities going on. Wisho has always got lots of sessions going on, as you mentioned earlier on, and so I hope it goes really, really well for you guys, and lots of happy little kids enjoying BookBug this week.
Thank you.
Bye.
So there you go, guys. Thank you to the 4 BookBug leaders that I got along to chat with me on BookBug Week. I hope you have enjoyed hearing a little bit about how special BookBug is for us. And here are some of their favourite rhymes to round off the podcast. Until next time, thanks for listening, guys.
All the little ducks go whoopside down, whoopside down, whoopside down. All the little ducks go whoopside down as they paddle at the bottom of the pond. And wee beaks. All the little beaks go quack, 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 quack. All the little beaks go quack, quack, quack as they paddle at the bottom of the pond. Right, let's spread our wings out. All the little wings go flap, 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 flap. All the little wings go flap, flap, flap as they paddle at the bottom of the pond. One last time, ready? All the little ducks go whoopside down, whoopside down, whoopside down. All the little ducks go whoopside down as they paddle at the bottom of the pond. Cross, cross, line, line. Spiders crawling up your spine. A cool breeze, a tight squeeze, and then you get the shivers. Oh dear, did we get a wee tickle there, BookBug? Well done, everybody.
Went the little green frog one day, went the little green frog, went the little green frog one day, and the frog went, but we know frogs go tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la, we know frogs go tra la 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 la, they don't go went the little green frog one day, went the little green frog, went the little green frog one day, and the frog went but we know frogs go shooby dooby doo, shooby dooby doo, shooby dooby doo, we know frogs go shooby dooby doo, they don't go
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. If you see a crocodile, don't forget to scream. Ah! Okay, and then I've got this little friend here to help me with the next verse. Row, row, row your boat gently to the shore. If you see a lion, don't forget to roar. Rawr! Oh, that's a scary one. Okay, and this last one is puddle. So, row, row, row your boat gently across the puddle. If you see your mummy, don't forget to cuddle. Oh, a nice tight squeeze with that one.